Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to In Conference with Michael Jackson, right here on your favorite podcast platform. This is the show where you get to meet the people that I'm lucky enough to meet as a conference presenter all across the planet. Gareth and I were chatting about this and thinking that because I meet at the 180 events or so I do every year around the world, some really amazing people on stage, in front of stage, and indeed backstage as well, it would be great if you could meet some of them, hence the program itself here on the platform. I always look for guests who've got kind of an intriguing story. Mainly, though, they're involved with presenting at some level. And although my guest is today, she's a homegrown South African bit of talent, but she's a speaker, but we're not really going to talk about her that much. I was asked to get involved by Henley Business School, in association with one of the leading speaker bureaus in the country, to get involved in something called an executive speaker program. It was really designed for two reasons: to try and help professional speakers get a little bit better, but more importantly, to get business people who have to stand and present to be able to do it, not only covering the basics, but to look absolutely outstanding. Joining us then to talk about this executive speaker program at Henley is their program director, a lady called Lynn Baker, and she's on the line now from her office somewhere in Johannesburg. And Lynn, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So a bit of a preamble I've given already about the Henley Business School program in association with USB, the Executive Speaker Program. Tell me about it from your perspective, though, and who's involved in it.
Okay, Michael, let me start from the beginning. And as you've quite rightly said, the Henley Executive Speaker Program has been designed specifically with two clients in mind. Firstly, it's for people who aspire to become professional speakers and who have some idea that possibly they may want to make a career of speaking. Over and above this, it's for business people at all levels who are required to deliver business presentations, whether it's a sales pitch to clients, an internal presentation to their leadership teams or executive committee, or even the board of directors. You know, the primary objective is to have the delegates to leave the course as better speakers and better business presenters, in fact, better masters of influence. And I think the difference with this course is that it's being presented by Premier League speakers, people who have been there and done it. And that includes yourself, Michael Jackson, as well as Ryan Hogarth and Shelley Walters. And between us, we've not only worked with and trained some of the top CEOs and leadership teams in this country, but collectively, we have presented and facilitated over 4,000 conferences, both locally and internationally. So I think that's what makes this course different.
Wow. I mean, it sounds quite unusual. When you got hold of me and said, would I be a small part of it, I was delighted because, you know, I quite often see very poor executives stand up and present at the conference events that I go to as well. And I'm certainly a big fan of getting people to be better on stage. So it is an unusual course, really, isn't it?
It is unusual, but I think it's very essential. Like you said, there are many business presenters who, through no fault of their own, don't have a very clear idea of firstly how to plan and prepare the structure or framework of a presentation, never mind how to deliver it in a dynamic way. So this course, I think, is not only important, but it's essential for business leaders who desperately need to deliver credibility whilst they're on a platform.
What intrigues me is that when you ask me to get involved, and I'm delighted, as I say, to play a very small part, I don't want to make this an advert about me for any reason whatsoever. But, you know, one of the things that I do, as you well know, is I give away all of my trade stuff. I mean, I give away copies of my presentation. My website is full of 30-second video links to all the stuff that I talk about. Did any of the other people that were involved in the course worry about giving their, let's call them, valuable trade secrets away?
You know, Michael, I think there's an age-old legacy that experts in their fields, and particularly professional speakers, had a tendency to be reluctant to give away their trade secrets. However, I think the difference is with the speakers who are facilitating this program is that we're all part of a very special agency, which you've mentioned, which is Unique Speaker Bureau, who have built their business on the basic philosophy of sharing and collaboration. So it comes naturally to us. You know, in fact, the idea for running this course was born out of the philosophy that we want to share, not only with each other and our clients, but we wanted to share the knowledge and experience with the younger talent in a public forum like the Executive Speaker Program. So that, you know, really, it's just an extension of the ethos of, you know, the Unique Speaker Bureau and the speakers that are represented by them. We believe in sharing knowledge and information. We believe that it's essential to the conference business and to the younger talent in this country that we make a contribution and give it to them and give them our trade secrets. You know, there's no point in holding on to it any longer.
No, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, knowing John Foster Pedley, the man behind the Henley Speaker, the Henley College here in South Africa, as well as USB, obviously, as well. I know there's a lot of demand for this kind of thing. A lot of speakers get things wrong, and particularly here, talking about executive speakers, I'm often horrified that even people who their companies are putting up to promote themselves have no idea about construct. But in your experience, I mean, bang on about my experience, what do you think, Lynn, that most executive speakers get wrong in presenting?
Well, you know what? There are so many things that they get wrong, Michael, which is why the Executive Speaker Program runs over a period of 8 weeks. So the facilitators have the opportunity to train them on getting it right. But if I was to highlight a few things that they get wrong, the first thing would be that they probably tend to put too much content into a presentation and not put it into a focused structure that delivers results.
Oh,
I'm yet to find an executive who's not asked to do a presentation who doesn't go into his server and find a presentation that he did this time last year and just pull it up and copy and paste the content and try and put absolutely everything he wants to say onto the slides.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt, the lack of preparation is highly visible when, you know, you can't fake it till you make it in this instance, can you?
No, you certainly can't. And, you know, it's a known fact that the success of any presentation accounts for 60% of the success. It's only 40% about delivery. And that's what we're training in this course is you've got to spend the time planning it and preparing it to make it successful.
And the course is going to focus on the presentation stuff as well as the delivery aspects of it?
Yes, very much so. We start off with the planning and preparing a professional presentation, and then we move into delivery skills. But I think one of the unique things about this course is that through the period of the 8 weeks, from day one to the end, delegates are required to stand up and deliver presentations and do practical exercises on a regular basis. And during each time that they stand up and deliver, their presentations are filmed and they're given back to them and they're coached with immediate feedback and coaching on what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. So it's a process and a journey of progression for each of the delegates.
When you said 8 weeks there, you almost put a fear of icy cold up the back of my spine. This is 8 evenings over 8 weeks. It's not, you don't have to leave the office for 2 months, right?
No, sorry, Michael, I do apologize. Let me clarify that it's run over a period of 8 weeks, but the sessions are run on Tuesday evenings for 3 hours once a week.
Wow. Okay. Now, going back to the problems that I see, people jamming too much text into their slides, and that's given birth to that death by PowerPoint phrase. I use PowerPoint all the time. I love it. When you use it properly, it works incredibly well as an aid memoir. But lots of guys put too much text in, and then they kind of do a data dump. I mean, you see that all the time as well, don't you?
Very much so, Michael. I think the biggest problem that we see is that executives are trying to put the script on the slide and read from the slide. And that's probably the cardinal sin of most business presenters. And part of what we teach our delegates is that less is more. Rather put up one or two words and reinforce the message with graphics rather than try and read the message from the slides.
Let's look at things like voice projection, tone, vocal pace and posture and those kind of things as well. Is all that covered off in terms of executive speaker program development?
Yeah, very much so. Part of the delivery skills is very much about your poise, your vocal pace, because all of these things, Michael, speak to one's professionalism and credibility. And whether we like it or not, when we stand up in front of an audience, this is the time that we're deemed to be an expert. So we're deemed to be, you know, an expert in an industry, and we need to project that. And the sad reality is that, you know, people today judge us in 100 milliseconds of walking on that stage. And in 100 milliseconds, they are not just judging us on how we've put the framework and structure together. They're looking at how do we look? How do we walk? How do we talk? How is our vocal pace? And one of the most undermining characteristics in professional speaking is one of speaking too quickly. Mm. When we speak too quickly, it's deemed that we don't understand what we're speaking about and we're being controlled by fear. So if you listen to leaders who speak, they speak slightly slower when they're on a platform. And these are some of the things that we look at, because the fear of public speaking naturally drives us to speak a lot quicker than we should be speaking. So one of the things we look at is slowing down, holding a solid poise, and walking at a good pace.
Well, you know, in recent weeks, we've all been kind of absorbed in that American forthcoming presidential election. And you can look at a presenter like Donald Trump, who's absolutely appalling, in my opinion. And then at that couple of weeks back, that recent Democratic conference convention, where you saw the Obamas speaking with absolute fluidity, with ease and elegance. I mean, it's almost drop the microphone. These guys are such experts. You know, Michelle Obama, in her own regard, presented like an absolute pro. So it's technique, isn't it? It's not something you just pick up unless you're naturally gifted in that regard. It's something you learn.
Michael, I think it's a combination of both. I think, yes, there are natural speakers like Michelle and Barack Obama, but so much of it is a learned process. Michelle Obama, in her Democratic presentation, was outstanding. I couldn't agree with you more. But the reason why she was outstanding was she came from a place of total authenticity. And over and above that, she was speaking from a place of passion and compassion. And these are some of the things that a lot of speakers have lost recently. They have a tendency to stand up and deliver like a robot. And audiences today don't want robots. Audiences today want to speak to people, or have people speak to them, who have a conversation with them, who come across as themselves, as authentic beings. And that's one of the things that we try and teach on our executive speaker program.
It was intriguing the other day. We had on one of the last podcasts that we broadcast, we were interviewing Bruce Whitfield of Money Matters and 702 fame, who's also a professional speaker. You know, he was talking about the development of his career and saying video didn't kill the radio star. But in fact, the fact that he was able to, you know, to put together a professionally structured presentation means that as a professional speaker, he can also tread the boards, command respect and authority, and using a different medium to, you know, what he grew up with, radio, print, or indeed television. Because speaking in its own regard, I mean, you, as you say, you've got to plan it, you've got to prepare it, and indeed, you've got to perform it as well.
Yes, yes. And those are all of the aspects that we focus on during our course.
One of the things that intrigued me was chatting with Paul McConnell of Unique Speaker Bureau over a cold beer the other day. He said that some 650 people banged on his door last year saying they'd like to be a professional speaker. Is that part of the reason the course is put together, apart from the executive content that's on it?
Very much so, Michael. You know, we want to help those people who are looking to become professional speakers. And there are so many South Africans out there who have so much knowledge and experience and talent. And all it needs is some education and some direction. And that's what we're hoping to do. And I think the other uniqueness of this program is that part of the final assignment of the program is that each delegate gets the opportunity to stand up and deliver a 10-minute presentation. And that presentation is delivered not only in front of the Henley Business School management and staff, as well as all the facilitators. But the great thing is that the Unique Speaker Bureau team is there looking for new up-and-coming talent that they can introduce to as their stable of speakers. And I think this is really a unique part of the Executive Speaker Program.
Wow, it sounds quite good. Now, I know you've run this program once before. What kind of feedback have you had from the executives who attended the program?
Well, Michael, I'm really happy to say that from the executives and those people who wanted to be professional speakers, we've had nothing but outstanding results from them. They were absolutely happy with all the content that we delivered, how we delivered it, and when we delivered it. We were so lucky to get some great testimonials from all the people who attended the last course, and to such a degree that Henley have asked us to run it again.
So when are you doing the next course? When does it start? On the Tuesday evenings? Coming up in August, I believe.
That's right. The next course starts on Tuesday, the 16th of August. and it runs for 8 weeks, every Tuesday evening, as I say, from 6 until 9 for 8 weeks. And it ends on with a final assignment and graduation ceremony on the 4th of October.
Wow, sounds cool. Now, you know, I'm going to ask you in closing, where do we get more information?
All right. The best thing to do is to contact Melanie at Unique Speaker Bureau, and you can get Melanie on 011-465-4410. Or alternatively, you can get hold of Shakila at Henley Business School, and you can get her on 011-808-0868.
Well, let me just do those again for you then. Melanie at Unique Speaker Bureau, 011-465-4410, or Shakila, love it, at Henley Business School, 011-808-0868. Lynn, time as always with a 15-minute podcast is against us. Just time for me to briefly say thank you very much for being with us, and good luck to you on the course. I'm looking forward to being a small part of it myself as well.
Thank you so much, Michael. I do appreciate the opportunity.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed. Lynn Baker, in association with Henley Business School. If you want to be a better speaker, wow, give either one of those numbers a call. It's been a pleasure being with you. You're listening to In Conference with Michael Jackson, right here on your favorite podcast platform. This is Cliff Central.
Cliff Central.
The revolution. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.